So, first of all, please switch off all of your mobile phones and anything else which makes a noise. Otherwise, you'll be disturbing the peaceful repose and the great deep meditation of some of the meditators here. As I said a few weeks ago, if someone's about to become enlightened and your mobile phone stops them, you will be reborn in the hell of the mobile phones, where everything goes ding, ding, ding all the time, even in your sleep. So be careful to make sure all your mobile phones are completely switched off. And after having done that, now you switch off the mobile phone of your mind. So you receive no messages from the past or the future. No messages from your family, from your business, from all those concerns and worries which dominate us in the normal hours of our life. This is special. This is a sacred area, the temple of the heart, the cave inside where one is going to get some peace, some freedom, and some inner happiness. So close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, bring all of your attention to your body, giving your body quality time. Keeping your attention with your body, simply because it takes a few seconds, even a minute or two, for the awareness to become strong enough to be able to feel and appreciate the sensations in your body, to settle with the body. Once you become mindful of this body, if there's anything you need to do, adjusting your legs, your bottom, your back, adjusting clothing, your head, your hands, whatever, now is the time to do it. Maybe a minute or two after you close your eyes. Only then is the sensitivity sufficient to be able to feel the body. When the body is relaxed enough, leave the body alone and start to focus on the mind by bringing the attention into the present moment. All that's happened before, we're not concerned about. What's yet to arise, we'll leave that until later. Instead, we'll put all of our attention, all of our care, in this gap between the past and the future called now. We're with life as it happens, by investing our attention in the present moment. It's the best way that we can care for our future, because it's here where the future is generated. So we put all of our attention into the now. So it stops moving around into time. It stops moving to the past and then to the future. Instead, our mindfulness, our awareness remains still in the present moment, hold now. just being in the moment. It takes a while to settle down, to recognize the present moment, to be familiar with it and find ease there. As one settles down, one can take the present moment deeper into the silence of the mind, where there are no words, no descriptions, no verbal commentary. It's like one stops and waits in the moment without needing to give it a name. If one wants to watch the breathing, ask yourself, am I breathing in, am I breathing out, how do I know? And to observe the feeling, the sensation which tells you what the breath is doing, surrounded in silence, in the moment. As one stops the mind wandering back and forth, and brings it to stillness with the breath. Let's close in the meditation now. How do you feel? I'll now ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. The third ringing of the gong fades away. It's a signal to come out from the meditation.